Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We're now joined by a very esteemed local DJ, DJ Bax. How are we doing this morning, DJ Bax?
Good, thank you. Good. Lovely.
Great. Now, you've released two songs that have the word freak in the title. I've got to ask, are you a certified freak?
Guess so.
7 days a week?
Yeah, of course. Eight days a week.
8 days a week, mate. 25 hours a day. Yeah. 366 days a year. Now, you were recently at Dig the Gig with Leo Lilly. You play guitar in his band, correct?
Yeah.
How did Dig the Gig go?
It went good. Yeah, it went good. It was quite funny because I had to go after our performance. So I wasn't there for when everybody cheered. Oh. And when we actually got through to the semi-finals, I was not there. So there was actually a photo. The photo was only two of our band members.
Oh, mate. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride, eh?
Yeah.
Now, when did you start DJing? I'm very curious, because that's been a pretty big thing lately for you.
Yeah, DJing, the usual, starting in first year, DJing drum and bass. Producing, I started in high school, but yeah, DJing, first year, drum and bass, sick of it by second year, moving on to other things.
I'm glad that you got sick of it, because it seems like everyone else is still very keen on drum and bass.
I don't know, I feel like it's becoming a massive mainstream thing now that it's kind of less kind of like a cool thing to get into, you know? It's kind of just like everybody just knows about it, rather than finding out about it when you go to uni, sort of thing.
It's lost its edge, yeah, in a lot of ways. And I'm curious, when you were in high school, what kind of beats were you making? Were you making little Playboi Carti type beats?
I was making indie beats.
Oh, yeah.
I used to produce for a mate called Zuz. We've got a few songs together on Spotify, yeah, and indie beats, but then I'd also make mashups, which I guess has kind of turned into what I do now.
Mm-hmm. It definitely has. Speaking of mashups, yeah. We've got Super Freak, and that is mashup of Sexy Red and Super Freak by Rick James. Yeah. You've got that song, Gucci Flip Flops, which is Gucci Flip Flops by Bad Baby, and oh my goodness, that one song by Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
No, it's Careless Whispers.
In Careless Whisper, but yeah. I'm pretty sure isn't the Kylie Minogue sample in the background? I feel like it was.
I don't know.
You're the one who made it, so you know more than I would.
I have to go back and see the project. I don't know. Probably somehow.
I thought I heard a bit of that song in the
air. Oh, it's the bass line, yeah. Same bass sound, yeah. That makes sense.
That's the one. That's what I'm thinking of. What's your criteria when you mash these things up? Are you like a scientist about it, or are you like just a monkey being like, sounds good, put together?
Yeah, pretty much, eh? I've got a notes app with over probably 200 ideas of just like things, and I'll just like I'll make something that sounds half decent, and I'll just rip an acapella off YouTube to MP3 and absolutely ruin it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Classic YouTube to MP3, man. Yeah. Shout out to my favorite.
Yeah, hell yeah.
One of my favorite genders, for real.
Even David Guetta uses it. He's got a tutorial where he uses it on
really?
YouTube.
Yeah, it's have you funny. Seen that video of, oh my god, this was during the whole George Floyd protest?
Oh, yeah. I see that.
Oh my goodness. What is the man thinking?
Yeah.
Is that who you want to be with? Is that your success model?
Yeah, David Guetta.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Now, you're pretty big on TikTok at the moment. You've got a lot of success there. You got a couple hundred thousand views, couple thousand likes.
Yeah.
How did this happen?
Was
it a deliberate marketing strategy? Or were you just like...
Well, kind of. Me and my mates, Harry and Nick Dolan, I just had this idea to just play some of my songs and film it. Because I'm Red Line Records, a label in Christchurch, they were doing like live mixes.
Mm-hmm.
But we were like, oh, Nick's a video editor, so we're like, oh, we can make it real cool. And then so it's like a long form thing that you can watch on YouTube. But I was like, oh, how do I put this on TikTok?
Mm.
And then
make it short form.
Short
for
form,
all
and
the
then just
up,
yeah, just posted it there, and then it just went real well. And I was like, sweet ass.
Mm-hmm. I think it's given you a lot of riz, my friend, a lot of riz. W-Rez for DJ Bax in the chat. Now, we're going to play a little game called Mix and Match. I made a special little sting for it, so here that goes.
It's time to play.
All right, time to play Mix and Match. Are you excited, Robbie?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm getting into, but I am excited. Yeah.
Well, you know, you do like to mix and match songs for for your actual songs.
Yeah.
So I had a few I had a big brainstorm yesterday, and I was like, what would sound good on a Robbie beat, and what would sound good together musically. So first up, we've got Mask Off by Future and Metro Boomin.
Yeah.
That's the instrumental. And then Paper Planes by MIA. That's the vocals. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon it would be good, but it's too slow for me. You need to chuck you need to chuck it up. Chuck up the BPM, put some techno drums on it.
Fast forward the vocals and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pitch it up a bit, and then, yeah, I reckon that would work. Yeah, that wee flute would work well with the... And all I want to do is... And
yes, add the gunshots in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Now we've got Lady Hear Me Tonight and No Idea with Don Toliver.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Any old, like dance songs from that era.
Yeah, that French, that era of, like, French house disco.
Any of those go well with anything, and chuck a rap a cappella off it, you just go fun first one, and that probably, like, Don Toliver,
he's a weirdly popular artist for someone who I think is mostly a single artist. No, I'm not a big fan of him. Holland Bling instrumental and I Feel Love by Donna Summer with Say So by Doja Cat vocals.
Oh man, that's nice. I like that. Mashing up three songs always works. Always a bit too much, but that's what I like, you know.
Got to be maximalist with it.
Yeah.
And then we've got Take On Me, the instrumental by that, and Starship, Nicki Minaj vocals.
Take On Me, anything always works.
Yeah, yeah, it does,
I can imagine that. And the Scar version, yeah. The Scar version by Real Big Fish, that goes with anything. Always love to mix.
Scar, like the, like Scar, yeah, music.
It, like trumpets going.
Yeah,
so good.
Crack up. And then we also have the How Bizarre instrumental, because, you know, we're going to bring in some Kiwi anime.
Yeah.
With Munch by Ice Spice, with the vocals from that.
Boy, that would work. That would be good.
Have you got in your big notes app full of like 200 songs? Have you got any New Zealand artists in there?
Oh yeah, heaps. I've done Vampires by Jukes. I've got that in there. I mean, there's heaps in there. I couldn't think of it off the top of my head, but yeah, like probably like 25% of them will be Kiwi stuff. But it's really hard because there's not a lot of, you want like clean acapellas, like clean vocals, and obviously they're not wildly popular songs on a worldwide scale, so it's hard to find those.
Oh, Mr. Worldwide over here. And lastly, for mix and match, Me and You in a Tree. Thoughts on that?
Love it.
Great, me too. Alrighty, that was mix and match. Excited to get that over and very, very silly. You got to match your silly energy, Robbie. Alrighty. Now, have you got many more new releases coming down the pipeline?
Yeah. Not for this foreseeable future. I've been putting out like just heaps in the last couple months, so I'm taking some time to work on stuff, but I've got some song coming out in September, is probably the first one, which is ages away.
Cool.
So yeah, not so much, but working on heaps of new stuff, so hopefully get that out as soon as possible, you know?
For sure, I'm very excited. And lastly, while I have you this morning, you're playing Riori.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Is that the biggest crowd you've ever done?
I think it will be, eh?
Mm.
Pretty nervous.
Excited? Gonna be,
yeah.
Xbox 720.
Well, I think I'm apparently opening Versace.
Ah.
So I don't know.
Versace, the clothing label?
No. Versace. So yeah, I'll go from like 170 beats per minute down to like house tempo, maybe. I don't know.
Man, yeah, that's quite a drop, eh?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there. Ah, well.
Have you thought of using that Migos song Versace?
I've actually got the acapella on my laptop.
Oh, okay, I can't wait to hear that. Yeah. I can't wait to hear that. It'll be number one on the Radio on Top 11 for sure.
Yeah, nice.
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming through, man.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
No, of course, man. Anytime.
Cheers.
Could do a live set here sometime.
Oh, true. I'll be keen.
Hell yeah. Nice. Alrighty, that was DJ Bax coming on, talking about a lot of things. Pretty general, silly chat there. We're going to play some DJ Bax. We're going to have Super Freak from Mr. DJ Bax himself. It's currently 10:10 here on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Just a reminder, if you want to enter the draw to win a Lime Cordial ticket for the Dunedin Town Hall show in October, just text in to 0212 Radio 1. Let me know what you think the health benefits of limes are, whether that's fictitious, real, or just a gut instinct text that into 0212 Radio 1 and you could win Lime Cordial tickets for the October show here at the Dunedin Town Hall. Alright, let's get into some DJ backs. We'll have a corridor with Christoph El Torrento very shortly. Love you. Bye.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.